Hello, Mojo. You do man.
How you doing, Joseph?
I am here. I am okay. You are okay?
I'm okay, and I'm still here too.
A blue pelican for you?
Oh, sounds good. You know, Joseph, I was wondering about those islands you told me about.
The Ghost Islands?
Yeah. Has anyone ever set foot on them?
I have heard stories.
I'd like to hear them.
I think it's best if you hear from the mouth of one who has told me.
So Joseph gave me the name of a woman who lives out on the point.
He seems to trust you, doesn't he?
I think he's got his reasons. Anyway, the woman he told me about, her name is Rose Florentine. She has a little pink house perched up on a hill, looking down over the bay. Ah, man, it's a steep climb, with steps that go up and up and up some more. I don't know how she does it. Huh? I get out of breath just telling you about it.
Well, it probably keeps her in shape.
She was waiting with a pitcher of iced tea.
Would you like something to drink, Mr. Mojo?
That'll do me just fine, thanks.
We can sit out here if you'd like.
You got a nice view up here.
Joseph tells me that you're interested in the Ghost Islands. Are you writing an article?
No. I'm not a journalist.
Well, good. Publicity we do not need.
I got that impression from Joseph. In fact, the way he talked about them, it was like those islands are sacred.
Yes, they are. But why are you interested?
Well, I have a fascination for those strange little blips we sometimes see on the screen of what we think is reality.
Do you see reality?
Only through filters.
Do you accept what you see?
I think it's more like I see what I accept.
Yes, we are all like that.
You've seen the Ghost Islands?
Oh, yes, often.
You can see them from up here?
At times, yes.
What do they look like?
Like a mirage.
Shimmering? Ghostly?
Sometimes.
What time of day?
Well, usually at night, if there's a moon. And sometimes very early in the morning, just before the sun rises.
Have you ever been with someone and you could see the islands, but they couldn't?
Well, it isn't that they can't see them, they just don't.
Hmm. Have you seen the islands recently?
Yes.
When?
Yesterday morning.
Where?
Over there.
Huh. How many did you see?
Only one.
And then, did it just vanish?
It faded with the light.
There you are, Jack.
Oh, hi. Come on, sit down.
What were you doing?
Just watching seagulls.
Jack, I was thinking...
Oh?
We have room for one more.
One more what?
Person.
On the boat?
Where else?
Do you have someone in mind?
Yes. Someone who will keep you from being so bored.
Do they have experience sailing?
They do.
Do I get a say in this?
You are the capitaine.
Yeah, and you are the owner.
True.
So this new crew member, it isn't someone I know.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
Why'd you say uh-oh?
This new crew member, does it speak French?
How did you know?
No. Don't tell me you invited that skinny Dominique.
Dominique? You think it's Dominique?
It's not?
Of course it is.
Oh, God. Not on board.
You said you were bored.
Not funny. Why Dominique?
Around Dominique, you are never bored.
That's because she knows how to get under my skin.
You need a thicker skin.
And Dominique smokes.
She has stopped smoking.
Since when does a woman from Montreal stop smoking?
Do I smoke?
Well, did you ever?
Of course.
Oh. Well, can Skinny swim?
Jack, don't call her that.
Well, what if something happens?
What happens?
Well, what if she accidentally topples overboard?
You are terrible.
But of all the women in Montreal you could have invited, why Dominique?
Are you bored now? No.
So I brought this on myself, huh?
But you always do.
Hmm. I wonder how much of a splash she'll make.
Joseph says you knew someone who actually set foot on one of these islands.
Yes, but he is no longer with us.
Does that mean there's cannibals there?
No, no. He died years later. But he said it was like trying to step upon a mirage. And as he got closer, the island kept moving away.
But he finally succeeded.
Oh, he did.
The island, was it solid?
In its own way.
What does that mean?
Well, he was able to become part of the island, but not for very long. More tea?
Yes, thanks.
Now, Joseph tells me that you are a voodoo man.
No, a you-do man.
Oh, and what is that?
That's part yoga and part voodoo.
Oh, I see. Well, when you interact with your gods, the Loa or the Orisha, are you not opening yourself up to another layer or level of reality that some can feel and even see, but others cannot? And because they cannot, they do not believe it can exist.
I don't see how that figures in here.
Well, sometimes things are as solid as we are willing to allow them to be.
Well, that applies to everything we believe in.
Well, unless you try to sit on it.
You mean sit on what you believe to see how solid it is? Oh, man. If people did that, they'd be falling on their fannies all the time.
Oh, but they do, and they never even notice.
That's true, too. But is there any life on these islands?
Well, my friend, who has passed now, said there was a settlement on the big island.
You mean there's people living there?
Oh, I don't think so.
Hmm.
I mean, at least not what we would call people.
You mean spooks?
No, just not people.